the Public News Service Daily Newscast, December the 22nd, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. It is winter break for many students in school districts, but when classes resume in Minnesota, efforts will continue to ensure there are more teachers of color working with diverse student populations.
About 95% of all teachers in Minnesota are white. However, nearly 40% of students are from different racial and ethnic backgrounds, with higher numbers in the Twin Cities. Marcus Flynn leads Black Men Teach, which works with area districts on strengthening pathways for black males to become elementary school teachers. Beyond achievement gaps, he says the lack of diversity has produced other glaring outcomes.
And what you see is black students represent 10% of the student population in Minnesota, but 42% of all discipline incidents.
His organization has made some gains in helping to diversify staffs. Of its six partner schools, Flynn says two now have four or more black male teachers. The group partners with the Children's Defense Fund's Freedom Schools Initiative, and both entities have engaged with the state in the early stages of an apprenticeship model to create a more robust teacher pipeline. I'm Mike Moen.
Now from CBS News, the former New York City mayor and also the Donald Trump attorney, Rudy Giuliani, filed for bankruptcy Thursday. CBS reports that Giuliani filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy less than a week after a jury ordered him to pay $148 million in damages. Attorney Michael Gottlieb said the maneuver is unsurprising and it will not succeed in discharging Giuliani's debt to Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss. Meantime, on Wednesday, CBS reports Judge Beryl Howell of the U.S. District Court in D.C. ordered Giuliani to compensate the pair of election workers immediately, expressing concern that he may have been dishonest about his finances and he might not comply with the judgment. And new federal data from the Department of Education confirm retirement age borrowers are struggling to repay their federal student loans.
About 60% of borrowers over age 62 have been making federal student loan payments for more than 15 years. Tia Caldwell is a policy analyst with the Education Opportunity and Mobility Initiative at the nonprofit New America, who suspects many other borrowers have been paying even longer. She says until now, her team had been using 2016 data from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. But the updated numbers offer valuable insight into the realities many older borrowers are grappling with in Nevada and across the country.
There's this huge growth of older borrowers because so many people are struggling with their student loans and are unable to repay their loans in the time frame that they probably imagined they would be able to when they took out those loans.
I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
This is Public News Service. Combating climate change is a major goal of the Biden administration, but new rules governing methane emissions also seek to improve health, especially in major oil-producing states like Texas.
Fossil fuel operations are the largest industrial source of methane, and the Environmental Protection Agency's new rules will dramatically reduce how much methane is allowed to escape those facilities. Sheila Cerna with the Rio Grande International Study Center says many people are aware of respiratory issues associated with living near oil and gas wells, but notes additional health risks.
There's also a lot of reproductive issues as well. There's higher rates of miscarriages and anomalies. So that one is a huge concern.
Neighboring New Mexico, the second largest oil-producing state, started enforcing its own methane emission standards prior to the EPA's federal rules. I'm Roz Brown.
Methane is approximately 85% more potent at trapping heat in the atmosphere than carbon dioxide. And Oregon will join 24 other states with right-to-repair laws coming in the 2024 legislative session.
The products these laws cover vary, from vehicles in Massachusetts to power wheelchairs and farm equipment in Colorado. Oregon State Senator Jeanine Solman's 2023 bill covers consumer electronics and home appliances. Solman says people should have options when their devices need repair, and these laws promote repairability.
I want to make sure that we have products that last longer. I believe it saves consumers money and helps us protect precious resources.
She adds a right to repair bill would be an incredible win for Oregon's small business owners. Both the Senate and House bills would require manufacturers to make manuals, parts, and tools available to consumers and third-party repair shops. For Public News Service, I'm Deborah Van Fleet.
Finally, to Virginia, where our Edwin J. Vieira lets us know an organization is working to build up burgeoning industries workforces.
This comes as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce finds Virginia dealing with a severe workforce shortage with 47 jobs for every 100 people. Given much of the state is surrounded by water, the organization has partnered with the Virginia Ship Repair Association to build up its workforce. Sean Avery with the Workforce Council describes some of the training they helped herald.
One of them is called the Maritime Training Program, and it's really a pre-hire type program where an individual can come in, get the initial understanding of the industry, some initial skills, and then they can go in to work with the industry and get additional skills.
Avery says the council pitches in to determine what growing businesses need to succeed.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service. Remember, it lets us support it. Hear us on radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.